I'm speaking with Sarit Michaeli. She is the spokesperson of B'Tselem, the Israeli Information Center on Human Rights in the Occupied Territories. She's joining us from Israel, and we're talking about an incident that happened on Friday at a Palestinian village where there have been demonstrations against the separation barrier. Sarit, thanks for joining us. Tell us, you were there on Friday. So I'd like to ask you first, what happened and why is this incident unique?
On Friday, the residents of Nabi Saleh, a village in the northern West Bank, set out around midday on the regular weekly protest against the encroachment of settlers against their land. It's not an area where the separation barrier exists, but settlements, the nearby settlement has actually taken over a spring of water belonging to residents of the village, and that sparked protests. And Friday's demonstration was actually relatively large because it was marking 2 years of protests in the same village. The protest seemed, was pretty regular. The dynamic was quite similar to demonstrations that we've monitored at B'Tselem in Nabi Saleh for the past 2 years. And the main protest dispersed, and then youth from the village started throwing stones at the security forces, and clashes ensued for about an hour in the clashes. But the soldiers entered back into the village, and in that incident, one of the protesters who was throwing stones at a military jeep, at an armored jeep, was shot with a tear gas canister.
That is Mustafa Tamimi, right? This is the answer. And what happened there was that he was shot from a very close distance, and the incident was caught on camera, right?
Right. There are actually many, many photographers and videographers who are covering these protests. I'm one of them, and I couldn't film it, but an Israeli stills photographer called Chaim Schwarzenberg actually captured in his stills camera a series of of startling images depicting the moment of firing, and it's clearly visible. It's very easy to see that the soldier who fired the tear gas canister at Mustafa Tamimi did it from within a jeep through the back door that was slightly ajar, and from a very, very short range, a very, very short range, under 10 meters, and according to some witness testimonies, around 5 meters. So it's an extremely short distance.
And having all that on camera is unusual, right?
But very often incidents are captured on camera, but the clarity of the moment of firing, as depicted by these photographs, is unique, absolutely. But it is quite rare, and it's absolutely horrific. I mean, the results of this firing, this direct firing of a tear gas canister at the protester was just immense damage to his face and a brain bleeding that led to his passing away.
So
his death.
So this is what is unusual is that it was caught on camera. But however, if I understand correctly, the shooting of gas canisters against regulations, against IDF regulations, is unfortunately not that unusual. Can you talk about that a little bit? You've documented it at B'Tselem.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Our observations, and I personally conduct observations, and I video protests throughout the West Bank in various places, and I've done it for a number of years. B'Tselem has many other volunteers and staffers who conduct this type of field research, and our observations indicate that firing tear gas canisters directly at people is a very common practice by both soldiers and border police officers. It happens across the board, but most of the time, of course, people don't get hit, and if they do get hit, then they don't get killed, but adding together both the distance that was very short and, of course, the fact that the canister was shot at Mustafa Tamimi's face, really left him with hardly any chance.
Sarit, I've witnessed quite a few times, both in the first intifada and then in the second intifada, as a journalist, the shooting of gas canisters against regulations by IDF and border police. It's been happening now for over 20 years. Why does it happen? I mean, why does it keep on happening?
That's a crucial point. I have to also say that it is absolutely prohibited to fire a tear gas canister at a person, because tear gas is meant to be a non-lethal crowd control measure, not a weapon. So the tear gas itself is meant to disperse a crowd, to deal with stone throwers, etc. But the canister should not be used as a weapon. And when you're firing that canister at a person, it's in fact turning the canister into a small missile. And absolutely, the army completely agrees in theory and in its correspondence with us that it's prohibited. But the problem is that there's no accountability, because there's a very strong denial on behalf of the army that this practice actually exists. Now, when you're denying that the practice exists, and when you're saying that, you know, most of the time things are fine, then that of course means that you're not paying enough attention, and you're not holding soldiers who violate the orders accountable. We also, know that there is a general broader culture of impunity among security forces when it comes to offences against Palestinians. And I think that the combination of commanders who are aware, who have to be aware of this practice, and in some cases condone it, and we've seen commanders ordering their soldiers to fire at certain people because we have video, very good video of it from these demonstrations, combined with this lack of investigations and lack of accountability, and leads to a situation where a soldier can feel like it's okay, it's reasonable to shoot an unarmed protester, albeit a protester who is throwing stones at him, and knows that he will probably get away with it.
Sarit, the IDF said that it will investigate this killing at Nebi Saleh. I'm sure that you will be there to make sure that this investigation is in fact taking place.
Yes, a military police investigation has been opened. The Telem has already provided the military police with all of the evidence and information that we have. We'll also help them to get in touch with witnesses, with eyewitnesses, and make sure that the investigation adheres to the international standards.
Keep up your good work, Sarit. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.